Nebraska tonight. Each and every show, we go inside the Beltway with the true insiders. My pal, Jeff Holtzman from Talk Radio News, joins us now. Jeff, I love this quote I saw today from Newt Gingrich. Karl Rove's plans to weed out Republican candidates repugnant. He slams Rove's conservative victory project. He said, you know, because they're going to use the super PAC against other conservative candidates that he doesn't think are fit to run. Doesn't Newt realize that Karl Rove is still the king?
Well, I guess Karl Rove still is kind of the king. Karl Rove's got access to a lot of money, money that I'm sure Newt Gingrich would love to get his hands on, considering he didn't do that well in the fundraising department with his last run. But, no, I saw that Newt Gingrich is going to try and maybe start a rival super PAC, so there could be some tension there.
Yeah, no kidding. We'll see. Stay tuned for that soap opera. There's another soap opera going on. It's over the sequester. John Boehner comes out today and says, look, Obama's the commander-in-chief. He wants a sequester to happen. And what happens to our depleted military when we have hollowed-out forces? Wow. So now there's a lot of back and forth between Obama and the Republicans, and that was the latest shot. Pretty wild. A lot of reaction, I bet, in D.C. to that, was there?
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously the countdown has sort of begun for the sequester. You know, we're 8 days away or 9 days away. It's supposed to take effect on March 1st. And, you know, Congress is out this week, so there's not going to be any votes. And the White House is using Congress's absence as an opportunity to beat the drum about the sequester, call a lot of attention to it, and basically point the blame at Congress, specifically Republicans, for standing in the way of a deal to replace the sequester. Now, there is going to be a vote next week in the Senate on a Democratic plan that would, I think, save around $110 billion, which would effectively delay the sequester for a year. But half of that money is generated through new tax increases, specifically the Buffett rule, which would establish a 30% minimum tax rate for income above $1 million. That's a non-starter with Republicans. In fact, you saw Boehner's op-ed today in the Wall Street Journal. Mitch McConnell said the other day, we're done talking about taxes. Republicans feel as though they gave the president all the tax revenue that he's going to get in that fiscal cliff deal when they let the upper income rates go back up to where they were during the Clinton years. So this is going to be pretty interesting as it gets down the wire to see if Republicans cave. Right now, the indication is that they won't, but you never know.
Yeah, you never know. This is another one of those stay tuned. Every day is a different day, and we get closer and closer. Like you said, the countdown clock is definitely on. How about Jesse Jackson Jr.? Now it's a matter of a sentencing. I think that happens in June. He and his wife and all of this corruption and what they did with the political monies that they were given. I don't know. I knew something was happening with Jesse Jackson Jr., but how big it was, I was shocked. Are people surprised by how big this became?
Oh, yeah. Okay, a lot of people who are familiar with cases involving campaign finance abuse over the years, I mean, they say that this is sort of unprecedented, the amount of money that Jesse Jackson spent and also the length of time that he was doing this. I mean, these were purchases made from 2005 to 2012. For 7 years, Jesse Jackson, as a member of Congress, was using campaign money to spend lavishly on items that are, frankly, head-scratchers. There are reports that he spent $4,000 on two elk heads for his home from a taxidermist in Montana. There are reports that he spent $10,000 on musical memorabilia. And the list goes on and on and on. It all adds up to $750,000. And a lot of people are just amazed and stunned that he was doing this. And in court today, he basically took full responsibility. I mean, we know he's suffering from a lot of health issues. He's got the bipolar disorder that he's battling. But he admitted in court today that he knew what he was doing, and he took full responsibility. He said, you know, this is my fault. I'm completely guilty. And therefore, he'll have to face the music when his sentence is handed down to him on June 28th. And, you know, if he gets the book thrown at him, then he could see 5 years in federal prison.
Wow, that's just absolutely amazing. How about this story about Senator Marco Rubio goes to Israel meeting with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and then also Shimon Peres, the president in Israel. They did that in Jerusalem. And this is his second trip to Israel. This guy wants to be president. He wants the nomination in 2016, doesn't he?
Well, you know, I don't know the senator personally. I don't really know his age, but just judging from his actions, I would say that it's a pretty safe bet that he will seek the nomination in 2016. And it's crazy to talk about 2016 since we just got done, you know, inaugurating President Obama for the second time. But, you know, it's D.C., and that's what we talk about. And I think that you have to think that Rubio is going to make a play. And his trip to Jerusalem is significant for a couple reasons. First of all, he referred to Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. That's something that's been under controversy with this White House because the president, President Obama, has sort of refused to do that. He's sort of straddled the line when it comes to, you know, acknowledging what the actual capital is of that country. Of course, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu would say Jerusalem, and that's the position that Rubio took today during that meeting. Second reason is significant is because Rubio appears to be having a lot of fun with the so-called Watergate incident that he experienced during his State of the Union address rebuttal, in which he had to reach for a water bottle mid-sentence during that speech when his mouth dried up. You know, a lot of critics of his panned that and, you know, said it was an embarrassing moment and, you know, he was mocked on Saturday Night Live. But today he and Benjamin Netanyahu took a picture in which they're both reaching for water bottles and sort of, you know, making light of the situation. So, you know, to a lot of political analysts, it shows that Rubio kind of knows how to deal with criticism. He knows how to deal with, you know, instances in which he hasn't, you know, necessarily had such a great moment. So that's interesting in the context of a possible future political run for office in 2016.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, this has nothing to do with anything that we've been talking about except for, did you hear that they raised $1 billion at Stanford? $1 billion. Where did you go to school? Could your alma mater raise $1 billion like that?
Well, I'm vaguely familiar with that report, and obviously it's going to have a lot to do with Facebook, right?
Yeah.
I graduated from the University of Maryland, and, you know, they've had some struggles fundraising, but now that they're joining the Big Ten, they might be able to get their hands on some more money, but certainly not $1 billion. No, that's incredible.
Yeah, I went to Ohio University, and we were voted the number one party school. So if you wanted a place to be guaranteed you could find a beer any time, day or night, that would be Ohio University. But you'd probably get nickels when it came to fundraising because all the money's spent on all the booze. So I don't think so. All right, Jeff Holtzman, thanks so much for joining us here in America Tonight.
My pleasure, Kate. Take care.
Thanks. Bye-bye. And there's no surprise, you know, with Stanford, he said it. You think of the alums that were there, the Tiger Woods of the world, and pretty easy when they reach out to the tech community and the who's who of people that have gone through the Cardinal. You know, that's their mascot. The greats, even football-wise, if you look at John Elway and John Elway's father coaching there, and I mean the list is on and on. Academic people and also sports folks too. Hey, coming up the rest of this hour on America Tonight, we're going to look at guns. Comcast banning gun ads as they're taking control at NBC. They say no to anything with a trigger. However, in the great state of Texas, they say, bring it on. You try and take our guns because your federal laws are not going to trump our state laws. Whoa. Laying down the gauntlet. I'll explain next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
This one, the legislature in full swing in the Lone Star State. One of the things that's being talked about, thanks to a newly elected rep, Steve Toth, his name is, from Houston, an area called the Woodlands, where you might see it on the tube, the golf tour stops there, is saying that what should happen is police officers should be able to be charged with a crime for enforcing new federal gun control laws in Texas. Because that's not right. So now this proposal's out there. He says that the measure would probably end up in the Supreme Court, the U.S. Supreme Court, and I don't doubt that. But he's saying his proposal, if passed, would prevent cops from carrying out any federal orders of any kind to confiscate assault rifles and ammunition magazines. So this is just a preventative thing. Think about it. If the federal government, if on the Hill, all this conversation about another assault weapons ban and limiting magazines, if all that happens, well, then that would be, that if that became a law, then he's saying, well, let's not do that. Let's make sure in Texas we're covered. Because there is a federal law. There's a 30-round magazine, let's say, right in front of you. What do? It's the Firearms Protection Act. And it moved Tuesday to the House Committee on Federalism. We know what the president is proposing, but there is no laws right now. And personally, if I were going to go out on a very tiny limb, because I don't think it's a big limb, none of that is going to pass. Don't worry about any of this. If you're concerned that this assault weapons ban is going to pass, it's not going to pass. It doesn't have enough support. Neither does the magazine, the limitation of ammunition, that's going nowhere. The background checks, different story. There might be enough support there because there are plenty of Democrats who don't want to get caught in the crosshairs of this gun debate, even though they'll stand up and clap at the State of the Union address and all of that, and everybody feels horrible about Gabby Giffords and, of course, Newtown, Connecticut, what happened in the Aurora, Colorado theater. But they're not going to back up any kind of hardcore legislation or any legislation that has to do with taking things away. I really don't believe that. So the proposal is interesting, but I think it's unnecessary. However, fearing the worst, this may pass, might be on the books. So the proposal would create what would be a Class A misdemeanor for police officers that would enforce any federal gun regulations. And it would also establish cause for the state attorney general to sue anyone who tries to enforce new federal gun regulations. And this is just one of several state rights measures that's being pumped up by conservative Texas lawmakers and also across the nation in response to what might be federal gun control proposals. But I don't think they're going to need them, honestly. It is a shot across the bow, however, if you will. And if that happens, it definitely ends up in the Supreme Court because federal law trumps state law normally. If they've got a law in Texas, in Alabama, in Mississippi that says, oh, no, 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 you can't do that. You can't take someone's guns. You can't enforce that federal law. Bingo. You know it's going to fly up the chain and the people in the robes are going to have to deal with it. But I don't think it's going to, I really don't think it's going to get to that. There is a fear of it, but I don't think so. There might be a movement afoot, but there just isn't the votes. It comes down to it. We've got three branches of government. The legislative branch is not going to move on some of the president's proposals on gun control. They're just not going to do it. If you don't have enough Democrats, that's one thing, and then you don't have the Republican backing, forget about it. It's not happening. Comcast says it's not happening on their airwaves. No how, no way. They kind of threw out this policy change thinking it wouldn't be a big deal. Naturally, eventually it comes to light because Comcast now is the big mama. It's funny. I used to walk by Comcast in Philly and they were just the little Philly stopping point. And they started to grow. And then there were other people in the Northeast that got Comcast. Now they're the biggest cable provider, right? And they gobbled up NBC Universal. So this policy change came about actually on February 8th after Comcast got the bigger interest in NBC. And they already had a policy of not accepting ads relating to any kind of guns. But now the ban's coming up because there was a company that tried to get an ad for the Michigan-based gun store, Williams Gun Site, but they were told no. So they wanted to advertise, and they were told no. And they said, look, we just have a policy. We can't take your money. As desperate as salespeople are, and they would snap it up in a second. On the books, it's not happening. So the people who run Williams Gun Site said, this policy is anti-constitutional. We have a perfectly legal company. We are selling a perfectly legal product. And they have chosen us out of all the industries to make a stand on what's right or wrong. Well, if Comcast is the cable king for 2/3 of the domestic market, that's a monopoly. Isn't that a monopoly? So here's the thing. Because they upset the guys making the guns, they say they're not going to take it, so they're setting up a trap of their own. They're going to try to push to have a review of monopolies and Comcast because, what did I just say, largest cable provider in our country, and they're thinking of taking legal action even as a last resort. Now, people can turn down your business. I mean, they can turn down the business and upset you. Think about strip clubs, booze, you don't see booze on the air. I mean, beer you do, but you don't see hardcore booze. Cigarettes, there's no cigarette advertising. And this is a guy who also worked in advertising for a very long part of his life and says, you know, listen, we're not taking it. And the gun people can think that it's like alcohol companies. Because alcohol deaths and alcohol sickness and all that kind of stuff and da 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 da. But they are taking beer. So it might not be hardcore liquor, but even in some cases describe hardcore liquor because there's tequila commercials and there's there's other liquor that's advertised. You know, so bottom line is Comcast doesn't want to get involved in the controversy. They said, no, we don't have it on the books. We're not taking any of that kind of stuff. You know, we're not taking any of those kind of ads. We're just not going to do it.
Just a personal experience. Up here, I have Comcast, and they definitely run ads for gentlemen's clubs.
They do?
Yes.
Oh, wow. That's funny, because a lot of places won't run those.
I know I've seen them, and I have Comcast. And, I mean, yeah, like you said, they have...
Local.
It's a local ad, and then they also have, you know, all the liquor commercials as well, too. And I think I've seen gun commercials as well for a couple things. But maybe that's all going to change.
Yeah, with the NBC policy and the two of them melding together, they're just not going to do it. But the reason they're not going to do it is just because of how controversial it is. They've just decided, okay, since the country is split, there's gun control, and then there's people who have guns, enjoy guns, sport shooting, defending themselves, whatever reason, doesn't matter, have guns, and think it's ridiculous and are concerned. So much of the Texas story I told you about was about being concerned about guns being taken away and arsenals being taken away, you know, bullets being taken away, magazines being taken away. So we want to just get this on record. If it happens, here's what's going to happen with the cops. If this lawmaker's proposal passes, and with Comcast, they're just banning gun ads across the board. So now they are, if they're the biggest cable provider, pretty much controlling the game, and they're saying, no, we're not going to take any gun ads, that's a lot of money they're turning their back on. And I really believe it's because they don't want to get involved in any way in the controversy. However, like I said, if we went through and every single one of you who had Comcast sat there with a notebook for an hour every day, when you see something, you wrote down what the ads were, as Matt pointed out, in his case, they have strip club ads. Where I am, they don't have strip club ads.
Gentlemen clubs, please.
That's right. The proper way to say it is gentlemen's clubs. I have a good story about that coming up next here on America Tonight.
Come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Is there a less expensive way to detoxify your body?
Yes. Micro plant powder from hempusa.org frees your body of toxins from vaccinations, pharmaceutical residues, heavy metals, parasites, and toxic chemicals in your food and water for around $10 a month. Micro plant powder removes virus, fungus, and bacteria while cleaning and purifying the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. It unclogs arteries and softens heart valves. Plus, micro plant powder can be taken with any liquid, any pharmaceutical, at any time. It's truly the easiest and most cost-effective way to clean and detoxify your body for around $10 a month. Microplant powder from hempusa.org. It really works. And for persistent health issues, try our Matrix Bio Powder together with microplant powder for a deeper cellular cleaning. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hvextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
In 1962, David Rose and his orchestra came out with The Stripper. It was a In fact, it was number one.
Universal says yes to the Gentlemen's Club ads, which apparently are all over the place in Minnesota and perhaps in other areas of the country, but they're saying no to the guns. They're banning gun ads. One automaker and gun manufacturer may end up teaming up. We'll see if they team up. But the gun manufacturer is saying, we're ready to sue. We're not going to take this anymore. Listen, they have a monopoly, so we're going to push on that and see what happens when we shake the money tree. And they might be, Comcast might be billed as a monopoly if they could break that up. Or just sue them on other grounds. I think they might have a tough time on the advertising route because it's up to the company if they want to accept whatever ads they want to accept with all the affiliates they have. But it's not the same thing when it comes to monopoly. Could they prove it? And what's in a monopoly? I mean, look at the airline industry. We are dangerously close to a monopoly or two, aren't we? Especially with the merger of America and U.S. Air, which they say could lead to now paying more for flights depending on where you're flying. All right, so I said I would tell you my little story about, you know, the gentlemen's clubs. When I came to Dallas, Texas, I was on a sports station originally, and the very first day I was on, people were just great welcoming me, and I told them I wanted to find out some great restaurants that people have been there for a long time, recommend barbecue places. And, of course, you know, I'm a meat and potatoes gal. So I was like, give me some great places to get a steak. I like filet mignon. That's my favorite cut. So somebody called up, and they were so serious. And the guy that called up was from a place called Little Elm. And he said, listen, here's where you need to go. The best steak in town, I'm telling you. It's a place called The Lodge. And don't worry about the naked women dancing around you. It doesn't matter, Kate. The food is good. Exactly. Show you. You just never know what someone's going to tell you and spring it on you. It was so sincere, and I never went to the Lodge, by the way, and checked that out. Jack writes, I'm betting Comcast won't be stopping the TV shows that glorify gun violence. Hey, but, you know, that's a very good point. Look at what airs on the cable network, and you're going to find 5, 6, 7, who knows how many shows that you'll see that. And so he has a point. So, yeah, they won't take the ads, but will air all the other things around it, all the other shows where, as he says, you have gunfights or you have somebody killing somebody and then the cops sweeping in.
There's a few shootouts on this show.
Yeah, can anybody name this show? You recognize the tune? More than a few shootouts, I think, in this show. Name that show, Matt Johnson.
You want me to name it?
Name that show.
Justified.
Justified. Thank you very much. Justified, actually an FX product, and I frankly, I like it. I think it's one of the best shows out there. But in Justified, he's right, more than a few people are gunned down in the name of justice, and sometimes not
from
in the name
from the beginning
of
the episode to the end of the episode, there's a lot less people that are alive.
That's right. So there you go. Take that, Comcast. You're talking out of both sides of your mouth, and we know it. But I think there wouldn't be much of a leg to stand on for the gun manufacturer, except for bringing attention to it, which is good for them, since I believe, if you look at the letter of the law, they could refuse to take any kind of advertising. They could say they don't want to take whatever it is, because for whatever reason, because they're not required to take somebody's money. They could get them maybe on the monopoly thing, maybe. But supposedly, when you have mergers like that, isn't it looked at? And don't you go through those legal hoops? I have a feeling Comcast will sneak under the wire. So there you go. All right, not sneaking under the wire anymore, at least in this country. You know, I am the poll princess after all. I always look at all the polls during the day. Reuters has a poll out that says the majority of us in the U.S. say illegal immigrants should be deported. I'm going to say that again. The majority in this latest poll from Reuters say, yes, you should deport the illegals in this country. So how about that? That's more than half? I'm so surprised by that based on all the other polls that we've seen. So 36% of the people polled think most illegals, with some exceptions, should be gone. 23% say all illegal immigrants should be deported. Only 5% believe all illegals should be allowed to stay in the United States legally. And 31% want most illegal immigrants to stay. So interesting, isn't it? I guess the views aren't shifting too much. And here we go now with this discussion on illegal immigration and wanting immigration reform, but the idea of what immigration reform is different for every single person. Some would like looser immigration laws. Others want to see border security. And others have different ideas of the pathway to citizenship. I think the most ridiculous of all, I feel really confident in saying this based on being with the Border Patrol on the border, talking to people who are here under the wire, talking to people who became American citizens and did it the legal way, and really looking at it from all different sides of this issue. If you build this so-called pathway to citizenship and there's going to be fines, I don't think you're going to, I think you're going to see that there's going to be problems. One, you're going to have to hire more people to try to figure this out, this nightmare out. And I don't think you're going to have all these people that are going to line up and come out of the shadows with a bag of gold and plop it down on the table and say, well, let me see. I sat down and figured it out, and I've worked for 20 years, and I've made this amount of money, and so I was paid in cash, and here's what I would owe you. Not happening. Not that kind of a scenario at all. So it's interesting. Deport people who are here illegally. Is that how you feel, listeners of America Tonight? Would you say if you can deport them, deport them? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Or you can weigh in by sending me a note at americatonight.net. All right, let's go out to Pete, who's listening to us in Texas. Hey, Pete, how are you?
This is the Pole Princess, is it correct?
Yeah, perfect timing for me to say that.
No doubt. Yeah, get rid of them. Run them out. They won't let us in their countries. We don't want them in ours. Bottom line, right there.
But realistically, you know it's not happening.
No, it's not going to happen.
Mm-mm.
I don't know. It's... Obama's just manipulating the people, playing this little game, trying to keep the press off of him, and he's trying to run the Republicans out of anything and everything. And I don't know what this guy's deal is, but he's got to go.
Well, you know what? This is how many years left?
You're killing me.
You know, just put an atomic clock next to your bed and then mark the year, and that is when it's adios. Bye-bye.
Just a matter of time.
It is a matter of time. I mean, here's the thing, Pete, you do bring up a good point. All the throwing the darts now at the Republicans is not spreading the love of, oh, I want to have bipartisan cooperation. Because that's bullying, and none of these Republicans are going to be bullied. In fact, it actually makes the Republicans, I think, stand a little taller when some of them have been shrinking violets. So it's not working.
Yeah, Kim, you know, what I've found is if we ignore this yahoo, you just whenever he says something, just say, okay, and then go about our business, we'll do just fine because he'll realize that we're not going to play. You know, we're not going to play a silly little game. And when there comes a vote for whatever he says to vote on, just vote no and be done with it. And then he'll get all bent out of shape. And he'll try again, and we'll just back and forth and back and forth. But just ignores politics.
Yeah, I think that no vote is going to happen across the board without a doubt, especially the more sand he kicks in the face of the Republicans, the more that backfires on him. Peter, thank you. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283, if you want to weigh in.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Pontoon. I gotta tell you, I spent some time on a pontoon in Crystal Lake, Florida. Boy, was that fun. Manatees, that's where the manatees are, right there. And they have an area called the Three Sisters, and it's underneath. You go through, you wiggle your way through this little tiny stream, and it dumps you into a much bigger portion of the lake, and they have these kind of underwater, I don't know what they call them, not geysers, but they kind of are like geysers. It's very cool. If you ever have the opportunity to go to Crystal River, it is Crystal River, go to Crystal River in Florida. It's a lot of fun. And the manatees, that's where they live. That's where they live. All right, speaking of living somewhere, how much damage is being done to the U.S. economy? We've talked about the facts and figures before. I actually think some of the quotes, some of the statistics are a little low. I think it's closer to $600 billion damage to the economy. And that's with emergency room visits, things that are being paid, stuff that happens in municipalities. So the question of people that are here illegally is just one that keeps getting pushed down the road, pushed down the road. Every once in a while, somebody grandstands, they talk about reform, they talk about this, they talk about that, meaning a senator here, a bunch of senators there, some congresspeople, bipartisan cooperation. And pardon me for being cynical, we've had laws on the books for 3 decades. They're not really being enforced. And so here we go again. This is just a rerun. That's what it is. It's a rerun. But interesting that the American people are saying, hey, just deport them. Just deport them. Let's do that. That's what we do. You want to clean up the borders? You want to know who's here and who's not? Let's start making that push toward pushing them out. The problem is it's a cat and mouse game. And when somebody gets deported, they come back over. They find a way to come back over if they have work and family back in the U.S. and they can figure out a way to do it. So it's not too late to throw in your two on this. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283. I think when a man hits a certain age, they decide it's not too late to come clean, to confess to something that might be weighing on them for some reason. And former Senator Pete Domenici from New Mexico, a guy I covered a long time ago, was forever and a day one of the big faces in Washington. He served 6 terms and retired in 2008. He revealed that he fathered a kid outside of his marriage 3 decades ago with the daughter of another former senator. And just the statement he said is, I deeply regret this. I'm sorry for my behavior, and I hope New Mexicans will view that my accomplishments for my beloved state outweigh my personal transgression. It's good it happened 3 decades ago, Pete, because here's the thing. If it happened in the last 5 years, oh, we'd know. You'd be on the Wiener train. It'd be Domenici Gate. Who knows what the name would be for it, but you'd probably be 86. So that child, of course, is grown, and it's a boy, a son. He had a son who's a lawyer in Las Vegas. His mother is the daughter of Paul Laxalt, who is a Republican who represented Nevada in the Senate for 12 years before leaving in 1987. And her name is Michelle. And she said, you know, listen, one night's mistake led to pregnancy more than 30 years ago. So she raised the son as a single mother, and Domenici had agreed to keep his fatherhood secret because of their connections to the Senate. So they say they're releasing the information now because they thought someone else would shop it around to media outlets to damage his reputation. See, there's no sacred cows, brother. When you're in office, definitely not. When you're out of office, someone finds it out. Yeah, forget about it. So that means somebody probably found it out, so they rushed to release it. They rushed to release the information. Pretty interesting stuff, though. The difference of 30 years ago versus modern times. You know, they say JFK had some women rolled up in carpets and brought into the White House. Can you imagine? Nothing like that is happening now. And the website of his son, Adam Paul Laxalt is his name, it identifies him as a former Navy guy who served in Iraq. And so how about that? It's interesting because last week there's a member of Congress, if you remember, Tennessee Congressman Steve Cohen, who said he learned only 3 years ago that he has a daughter who's now 24. And why did he come clean or forward with the information that he found out? Because reporters started to ask about. They were sending messages. They were saying he was sending messages to her on Twitter during the State of the Union address, so they figured it out. Whoops. Oh, my, oh, my. Only in America. Now it's like going to a priest. Bless me. Bless me, fellow Americans, for I have sinned. Only it was 3 decades ago. And you kept electing me in New Mexico, and trust me, I wasn't distracted. It was one silly night, and I have been paying the price ever since. And speaking of paying the price, this was like dynamite just blew up in the face of the Jackson family. You know what I'm talking about. So federal officials charged Friday officially Jesse Jackson Jr. after the congressman finally signed a plea deal, because they had him, that he improperly spent hundreds of thousands in campaign funds, and his wife is hooked into this too. So over the course of time, it's crazy the things that he bought, a lot of memorabilia. Are you kidding me? $10,000 of taxpayer money for Bruce Lee memorabilia, $20,000 Michael Jackson stuff, Martin Luther King. Then he went the route of the fur coat and capes. Who's that man in the fur coat? Well, that'd be Jesse Jackson Jr., our congressman. You bought that coat. So what happens in June? At the end of June, he's going to be sentenced. You heard us talk about that a little bit at the top of the show if you were tuned in. He's going to have to repay hundreds of thousands of dollars, like the $40,000 Rolex watch, travel expenses for, check this out, a woman he described as a social acquaintance, and a bunch of furniture that he had for his house. So how about this, too? Sandy Jackson resigned from her spot as a 7th Ward alderman. For years, she got $5,000 a month, a check from her husband as his political consultant. Whoops. I guess they thought no one was going to check. Once again, these are different times. If you're going into politics and you're going to fool around, or you're going to misuse money, or you're going to take pictures of your private parts and tweet them or put them on Facebook or trace or chase around some women that you've met through Match.com, you're going to be outed. There's no question about it. Even if you are a super sleuth, you are good at hiding things. The people around you are good at hiding things. Very doubtful that you're going to be able to get away from the glare. All right, one last update. I feel compelled in this final moment of the hour to tell you this follow-up, because we talked about it so much. Remember that big gas blast in Kansas City? Two are still missing. They had cadaver dogs out there. 14, though, were hurt. And it's the scariest thing. You see these pictures. It's just like what happened outside of San Francisco. You smell gas in your neighborhood, start running in the opposite direction.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hanselmen can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Whey is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorldWHEY.com.